Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
We can get this one started with Matt.
Morning, Bob. I was just wondering, with Frankie now in camp, is there, do you have any better sense of what he might be able to do getting going here, and just how is he doing overall at your late start?
Yeah, he feels fine. He's just going to be on a progression. He'll throw bullpens just like anybody else did, and then throw to hitters more in a simulated situation, and you know, be on the same schedule everybody else was, just a little bit behind.
Is there a sense of when he might be able to start throwing?
He already has.
Okay.
Manolo?
Manolo, I had the starters for you today, but we had to remove some things around, so I'll have it for you tomorrow. I apologize. The day before is not ideal. I know you'd like to have that before, but I don't have it for you at this point. I might have it for you after if I'm given the okay.
Yeah, I'm getting this reputation of don't worry, my friend. That was only a question. You know, I know that you always have those things precisely first. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about Laureano. You know, we know a lot about Laureano. Great center fielder, great arm, clutch hitter, so many things. Last year, we knew something else about Laureano. The way he came up in front of all the other players, you know, and you know, tried to motivate them in that game against the Astros. Could you talk a little bit about this leadership capacity of Ramon? And how it's going to help the team now more, especially than Marcus is gone?
Yeah, I mean, you know, his leadership comes in with his fire. And that's always been there, his passion for how he plays. He's excitable. He's, you know, he's into it. He's always trying to look. But when he's on the field, he plays with a certain passion that showed up, you know, even more so in that particular game against Houston. Just didn't want to go home and was upset. And, you know, it just kind of came out. I think I categorized it as somewhere between a speech and an emotional outburst. But it was on time, it was on point, and guys heard it. So I think when you have that type of effect going into the next season with another year under your belt experience-wise, you know, he's a guy that could take on more leadership for sure.
Yeah, I have known Elvis Andrus since he came into the league. You know, they have a personality alike in certain ways. Ramon says that he already started talking. And one specific item they talk about is about the ability of Elvis stealing bases. But Ramon wants to learn a little more about this. You know, how important this is. You have now several guys that are able to steal bases, like Elvis, now Ramon. How important is this these days, especially when you're coming into a season that maybe baseball will change a little bit with the ball not traveling that much?
Yeah, I think, you know, and that's on point. 2 days in a row. I don't think I said anything to upset him today.
Maybe a bad question, you know, a bad question.
Probably your question, yeah. You know, that speaks to what I said about Ramon wanting to get better and always wanting to learn. So, you know, the one thing about Elvis too, having Elvis, is Elvis has played against us for a long time. And you know, he's seen our guys. He's got some opinions. He may have some things that we didn't know. So, you know, having his resources, terrific. He's a veteran guy. He's, you know, like you said, as far as the base running goes, you know, less last year when he didn't feel great, you know, his back was bothering him some. He's a guy that not only is a good runner and a base stealer, he's pretty aware when he needs to steal and, you know, can pick up some things for some of our guys that, you know, I've seen him go a couple times when he surprised me. You know, he's like a point guard. He's just got a great sense for the game. So, yeah, it's just another guy that, you know, when fully healthy, that, you know, adds to maybe, you know, our percentages were good last year, but maybe our volume's a little bit better this year. Could be.
Vince?
Bob, in regard to Ramon, we see the great arm and we see the spectacular catches, but in what ways did you see him become more consistent defensively last year?
I think his first step was a lot better last year, and it's something that he worked on in spring. you know, he was aware of, you know, his times, you know, and then, you know, working along with Ryan and Mike Aldretti took the steps to, you know, try to combat that. And that starts right now. It starts in drills right now. And when you can do some things and make some mistakes and realize how far you can go and realize, you know, what you have to do to be better along the lines of what you're trying to incorporate. So, you know, he's continually trying. He's never going to be satisfied with, you know, where he is at one particular time. He's always going to look to get better. And that just starts with the, you know, with the curiosity he has, which I get text messages from him during the off season that it kind of surprised me because he never stops in his quest to be a better baseball player.
And given what's different about 2021, especially the spring training, this is a question I don't want to ask often, but do we know if Sunday's game is a 5-inning game, 7-inning game, 9-inning game at this point?
7-inning game.
Seven, okay.
First four, I believe, will be 7-inning games. Now, something could transpire between now and then that would suggest we need to do it differently, but those first four will be 7 innings.
Jessica?
Hey, Bob. I hate to put you on the spot, but Puck looks healthy and everything. I'm curious, do you like him with longer or shorter hair?
Whatever he's comfortable with. I always liked the, you know, the Randy Johnson comp, but maybe he got tired of that. Whatever he feels like, not that I'm superstitious that he performs well with, that's what I'm for. He looks a little more cleaner cut this way, obviously with shorter hair, but again, I'll defer to him and what he's most comfortable with.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.